It is the day before Thanksgiving in Sunnyvale. Like many another town and village, holiday excitement is running high. The principal center of all this activity is, of course, the kitchen. That is where our story opens, in the kitchen of Mrs. Janet Yates' modest home. Mrs. Yates is exceptionally busy and exceptionally happy, too, because she is expecting her only son back from the city for the holidays. As our story opens, Mrs. Yates is bustling around the kitchen, humming and talking to herself.
There. Well, I guess that mincemeat tastes all right now. Charles always did like hot mince pie with hard sauce. Now, all I have to do is... Come in, come in. The door is open. Oh, hello, Ralph.
Hello, Janet. I came to the kitchen door because I thought you'd be busy out here. Also, I like the smell coming from this direction as I came down the walk.
Now, Ralph Wilson, I'll tell you right now, you're not going to get a single piece of pie. Not till tomorrow.
Oh, Janet, I know I'm invited to dinner tomorrow, but I did think you might loosen up with just one little piece of pie or something.
You never did have any patience, even when you were a little boy. Never could wait.
I waited a long while for you, Janet. A mighty long while. And it's about time...
I haven't got time to talk about that now. I'm very busy, and Charles will be in tonight. He always comes home for Thanksgiving.
I come from Australia. Every Thanksgiving, if I could eat your cooking. You heard from Charles lately?
Not for about a week, but he's been awful busy. Why?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Just wondered, that's all. Who's coming to dinner?
Oh, just you and the Watsons, and, of course, Polly. She's such a dear girl. You know, speaking of Polly, I wouldn't be surprised if Charles had a special announcement to make. He sort of hinted something in his last letter.
Oh, Polly's a nice girl, all right. Charles really couldn't do better.
Yes, I do hope they get married soon. After all, Charles is doing fine, and you know I think it won't be... Why, what's the matter, Ralph? You've got such a funny expression.
Oh, nothing's the matter with me. Got anything to do that I can help you with? I'm really very handy around the house, as I've been trying to tell you for the last 10 years.
Oh, dear, I was going to call Polly and ask her to bring over her fruitcake tonight. Yes, Ralph, you can pick the pin feathers off that turkey while I phone Polly. I'll be right back. Now, don't drop that bird or I'll...
Mrs. Fleischer, I thought I'd drop over with the fruitcake you ordered. Shall I put it right here on the table?
Oh, just set it down anywhere, Polly. I suppose the price went up, same as everything else.
Well, I did have to raise the price a little this year. You know, everything I put into it has gone up so much.
I was expecting Janet Yates over in a little while. She was going to show me something about them pumpkin pies.
Yes, I'm to go over to her house tomorrow for dinner.
Don't suppose she'll come over now, though.
What do you mean?
Why, now that her precious Charles has been put in...
Mrs. Fleischer, that isn't true about Charles. I don't care what the paper said.
Charles always did think he was too good for us folks.
Charles never thought anything of the kind. I think you're just talking so mean because he got the job in the city that your son was trying to get in.
Oh, is that so? Well, at least my son isn't in jail. He didn't get mixed up in a holdup.
It isn't true. Charles didn't do it.
Well, it's in the papers, isn't it?
Do you think Charles could have done that holdup? Do you really think he could have hurt his mother and me like that?
Oh, I guess he ain't any better than a lot of other young fellows. Lots of them get into trouble when they're hard up. And maybe trying to get something for their girl.
Mrs. Fleischer, I don't want to hear another word. You're just a mean, slandering old gossip.
Oh.
I know he didn't do it, and believe me, I'm going to do something about it. Why, you're just a... Goodbye!
Well, I guess maybe Janet Yates hasn't heard yet about Charles. Well, she'll be over here pretty soon about them pies, and I'll tell her if nobody else will. It's about time.
There now, we got the turkey all stuffed. Doesn't it look good, Ralph?
You know, Janet, it's the first time I've ever been in on a turkey preparation right from the raw material. But it doesn't change my mind about what I want to...
Come in. Oh, hello, Polly. I was trying to call you, but you'd gone over to Mrs. Fleischer's with the fruitcake.
Oh, Polly.
Hello, folks. Yes, I was over to Mrs. Fleischer's. I brought the fruitcake for you.
My, doesn't that look beautiful? I'll bet that's going to be good. Just the kind Charles likes.
And if I try a little piece, Polly?
Well, if you keep your fingers out of that cake. Here, give it to me, Polly, and I'll put it down in the fruit room. That'll be a good place to keep it till tomorrow.
But can't I take it down for you?
No, I'll do it. I've got to put some things away anyway. I'll be back in just a minute.
She doesn't know about Charles.
No, I can't bring myself to tell her. I don't know how to begin.
I wish there was something I could do. I don't know what to do. It's driving me crazy. There's some stupid mistake.
I hope so. But still, you never can tell. Stranger things have happened.
I know he's innocent. He never would have done a thing like that.
I gotta admire your loyalty, Polly. You haven't heard from Charles, have you?
No. Not a word since this awful thing happened. But what can we do? Oh, here she comes. Don't let on we've been talking about it.
I declare, Polly, that's the nicest fruitcake I've ever seen. Why, it's big enough for a dozen people.
Oh, I had good luck with them this year. Sold about 20 so far, and I've got lots of orders for Christmas. Everybody seems to like them.
They'd be crazy if they didn't.
Heavens, I almost forgot. I promised Mrs. Slicer I'd go over and help her with that pie filling.
Oh, why do you bother going? She'll be able to get along by herself. You've got enough to do right here to keep you busy.
Why, Polly, what a way to talk. I always keep my promises. Besides, it'll only take a few minutes, and if Charles should come...
Charles' train might be late, Janet. You never know. We'll even hear that he couldn't make it at all for some reason.
Why, well, Charles never disappointed me yet. He'll be here all right. Now, I'll be right back. And in the meantime, Polly, when you watch that oven, just don't let it get too hot. I'll be back before you know it.
Well, what do we do now? She's sure to find it out.
You can bet that Slicer woman won't waste a minute giving her the bad news.
You think she'd tell Janet?
I know she will. I just came from there. She was cackling at me about it, and I got so mad I had to leave before I forgot I was a lady. Oh, we've got to think of something. If it would do any good, I could take a plane to the city, and maybe when I got there, I could figure out what to do.
What do you think you could do if you went there?
Why, if I had the money, I could do plenty. It only takes about an hour to fly, and when I got there, I'd get a lawyer. And I know he could get this straightened out. I know Charles is innocent.
Are you ready to go?
Go? Why, I can't go. My cake money would get me there all right, I suppose, but then I...
Who said anything about cake money? What about my money? Isn't that good enough?
You mean you'd let me have the money?
Listen, of course I would. I guess you know I've been in love with Janet for years and years, ever since we were kids in school. And she picked Bill Yates and I sort of gave her up. And for the past 10 years, ever since her husband died, why, I've been trying to get Janet to listen to reason. After all, it's the least I can do for Janet. Now, if we can get Charles back here in time, Well, come on. What are we waiting for? The car's outside. We'll be at the airport in no time. Get your coat and I'll be back before she comes home from getting sliced up by that Mrs. Slicer.
I'm sorry I'm a little late, Mrs. Slicer. I rushed over just as soon as I could. Tomorrow's the big day, you know. Charles will be home.
Goodness. Ain't they told you anything about Charles?
Told me? Well, what do you mean?
Well, guess he won't be home for Thanksgiving this year. Or maybe for quite a few more Thanksgiving.
Mrs. Slicer, what do you mean? Charles, he's not dead, is he?
Dead? Well, no. He's in jail in the city.
Oh, no.
Yep. Funny he didn't let you know. Suppose he's kind of ashamed of it, though. It was in the papers. Held up a woman. Took her money.
Oh.
Girl, sure, it was him. Same kind of a coat and hat. The same size fella. Hat was pulled down low over his face. Getting kind of dark when he done it, too. Police say he's been in jail before. Oh, I guess they got him all right.
Mrs. Slicer, have you gone crazy? My child has never been in jail before in all his life. But there's some terrible mistake.
Oh, I know you never liked Charles since he got the job your son was after, but I don't see how you can be so. I'm going home. I must do something. Sal will help me. He'll think of something. I know.
Ralph, it's been 8 hours since Polly left here, and no word at all. Oh, Ralph, I know Charles didn't do this thing. There's been some awful mistake. And Polly, she's just a child. What will she be able to do?
Maybe not too much alone, but with the help of a lawyer, why, she'll be able to do plenty. I gave her the name of an attorney I know. First thing he'll do is to get Charles out. Then he can hustle around and prove that it wasn't Charles who held up that woman. We both know he didn't do it, but he'll know what to do to prove to the police he's innocent. And by this time, probably Polly's got everything all straightened out.
Ralph, I think you're wonderful. I love you for all that you've done and the faith that you have in my son.
Janet, I've been waiting 10 years to hear you say that to me. You know, darling, I have a feeling that everything could be all right.
Wait, Ralph.
I
hear someone coming. That laugh, it sounds like Charles. Well, it is Charles. Oh, thank God. Thank God you've come.
Marty, sure I'm home. Come on now, don't cry. Everything's all right. It was all a mistake. They got the man. Thanks to the lawyer who did some mighty quick thinking for me.
He certainly did. He was wonderful.
Prove that I was buying Polly's ring at the time it happened. Well, I was 2 days at the time to think of anything. Anyway, it's all over now. Papers are going to correct the story, and everybody's happy. Come on, Mother dear. Smile.
I am smiling, George.
That's the stuff. Here, I brought you some presents.
Oh.
Big box of candy. And I've got some other stuff in my bag. But the best present of all is right here.
You mean Polly? Oh, I think that's wonderful. And I know you'll both be very happy.
Congratulations, Polly and John.
Why, Ralph Wilson. I'm sorry I didn't see you. I was so concerned about Mother, I guess I didn't even look around.
Ralph is really the one who was responsible for my coming down to help you.
Gee, Ralph, I don't know how I can thank you.
Oh, that's all right, my boy. Glad to be able to work it out, for your mother's sake. But there's one present you can give me.
Oh, what's that?
Well, ain't very far away.
Oh, you mean... Oh, Ralph, I thought we were going to wait and make it a surprise at dinner tomorrow.
Charles, your mother and I are planning on getting married.
Hey, that's great. I know you two have always thought a great deal of each other, and Mother really needs somebody. Especially now that Polly and I are going to be...
It looks as though tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner is going to turn out to be a wedding feast.
Well, we've certainly got a lot to be thankful for.
The one we ought to thank most is that lawyer that had the brains to know what to do for you, Charles. He certainly saved us a lot of unnecessary grief.